This is Matty Johns.
Gordon Tallis.
Andrew Johns.
Ryan Girdley.
Wendell Saylor.
Paul Gallen.
MG.
And I'm Peter Sterling.
Triple M rocks the footy.
The Verdict. Breaking down the game that was.
For DeWalt. Guaranteed tough. Available at Bunnings Warehouse.
And it's tackle four. Baptiste is at dummy half. Goes across to Caesar. Caesar puts a kick from inside
40,
the
20.
30. He's gone for a 40-20.
It's going.
He's
gone.
He's kicked a 40-20. He's kicked a 40-20.
Take
what
a tap.
What a great kick. A 40-20. It was actually a 30-20. And the Raiders will go on the attack. 10 metres out from the Dragons line, Jamie Sowin.
Oh, magnificent kick from Aiden Caesar. And he's got to get himself in a position. Because if they think about this, they can just tap. They're going to take one in. You could possibly just tap it straight back to him. No markers and just go for field goal.
Here it is. It comes across now for Paulo. 9 metres out. 40-20 from Aiden Caesar. Might just change the game. Nine out, played back to Hodgson. Hodgson to Taylor. Taylor's five out. The Coltrane.
Oh!
He got a pass back to Whitehead. And Whitehead scores the winning try for the Raiders. Taylor back to Whitehead. There it is. We're all done. And the Raiders get the points on a rainy night in Canberra.
Oh, Dave Taylor, what a play. He's been outstanding all night. And Ricky Stewart puts him on in golden point. It was late footwork at the line. And a beautiful offload pops it up to Elliot Whitehead, who scores a match-winning try. And the Raiders are going to get out of jail here. 18-14 down in Canberra. What a win for the Raiders. And it keeps their season alive and puts the Dragons on notice. But it was a play from Caesar. Kicks a massive 40-20.
He was inside the 30, Jamie.
He was. It was an early kick. It was play four, so no wingers were back. And here it is on the coach's replay. Dave Taylor, and that's the sort of ability he has, pops it up on just going to the ground. And Whitehead backs up. And Ricky Stewart, he's happy. The bus has come on time. He jumps into Shannon Boy's arms. And the Raiders, what a win.
Yes, golden point again for Canberra, but they get the points, 18 points to 14, as Triple M rocks the footy thanks to Brighton's lawyers. Well, Jamie South, you talk about your big plays in games. What sort of guts, confidence has it got to take for a number six or a number seven to kick a 40-20 in golden point extra time?
Well, it was just an early kick. I don't know, he might have wanted to get it down there. I don't know if he was actually targeting a 40-20, but he got the nice bounce. He hit it sweetly, and sometimes that's what happens. So it was a beautiful play by Caesar and Smart, and it gets him the win.
Okay, courtesy of Channel 9, let's go down to the sideline. Darren Lockyer and Elliot Whitehead.
Oh, I think we spoke about it a few times this year. When we get to this point, we just need to stay calm and complete our sets and get a field possession. And I think we did that well in the golden point.
Aiden Caesar's 40-20, good one, eh?
Yeah, it's the first time he's done it, I think.
And big Dave Taylor, mate, impressive coming back into the team, and you just followed him up and got the offload.
Yeah, he was doing it all first half, but no one pushed with him, so I thought I'd just get an end of it, and he just popped up. He had a great game today, Dave, so I'll credit to him.
Well done. Good night for the club.
Cheers, mate. Thank you very much.
Back up to you, Bruce.
There is Darren Lockyer speaking to Elliot Whitehead, the try scorer, and putting the 40-20 to one side. What about if you're Elliot Whitehead? How does it feel, Jamie, when you are in the act of scoring the winning points?
Oh, it feels great, but you understand that it is a team game and they've got you in that position. But it's always nice, you know, for family, grandparents, whatever, to cut out the articles the next day and see your ugly mug on the front or back page. But heartbreak for the Dragons. They really, I thought they dominated most of the night, but the Raiders get out of jail with a couple of big plays by Caesar. He hadn't had a happy night. He comes up with the intercept, runs a length, kicks a 40-20 to put him in position, and ices the game with a try at the end, Elliot Whitehead.
So earlier on, it was Penrith over the Warriors, and then in this game, we went to golden point extra time, and Canberra beat the Dragons 18 points to 14. So we're going to come back and have a look at it with the verdict, and Jamie will think about his mongrel boots man of the match. But the Green Machine get home in a cold, dreary night in Canberra, and we'll come back and have a look at it all as Triple M rocks the footy.
Triple M NRL, the verdict. Thanks to AEG Power Tools, now with more than 30 heavy-duty tools.
And we are live, and I hope you didn't hear that little chat we were having off air there.
We were discussing the true meaning of fodder.
Yeah, we were, and it was fodder too. You didn't miss anything. So anyway, the verdict is all thanks to AEG Power Tools. Raiders have won this one in golden point extra time over the Dragons, 18-14. So The Raiders' win has not been added to the ladder, but we can still work with what we've got here because the Dragons stay on 22. So I'm starting to think that perhaps the Dragons, who were with the High Flyers 6 or 7, 8 weeks ago, you know, there's a real possibility if Penrith keep winning that the Dragons will just drop right out of the eight.
Yeah, well, the Dragons do need to get a couple more wins. I think it's 4 of their last 6 or 7. The Panthers have got 4 home games, so you think that there'll be a chance of getting either 6th, 7th, or 8th. The Cowboys are on 6th. So Dragons tonight will go to 8th because the Eels will get the bye. The Panthers will go to 9th. The Warriors will go to 11th. And the Raiders will go to 10th. So, look, the Raiders and Panthers, the math's simple. They need to keep winning if they're going to sneak into the 8. As for the Eels and Dragons, they've got a little bit of a buffer, but it's slowly closing. After this weekend, Dragons will only be one win ahead of those teams chasing them.
AEG Power Tools now with more than 30 heavy-duty tools. Now, what about your Mongrel Boots man of the match, Jamie Soward? It wasn't a game that reached any great heights, I guess, but it did in the end. We got a little bit of excitement there at the end. But who is your Mongrel Boots man of the match?
I think there was one person I watched pretty closely all night. It was interesting to see how he backed up from Origin. It was Josh Papali. He was outstanding. He played 80 minutes tonight. I spoke to him after Origin 3, and he said the body was feeling good, so he's going to back up and start. And to be able to play 80 minutes and get that travel out of the way and come up with a performance like that, I think he's our Mongrel Boots man of the match.
I did make the comment there jokingly that, you know, and that whoever make, if these sides make the 8th, they'll just be fodder.
Yeah.
But, obviously the Raiders are long odds still to make the 8, and the Dragons are in the bottom end of the 8 and look like they're heading south, but... By gee, both these sides have got a lot of work to do.
They do. The Raiders, look, if the Raiders, Panthers sneak in that 7th, 8th position, you know, they're going to be hard to beat because they're unpredictable. The way they play with offload, second phase, and they've been inconsistent this year. So, look, if the Raiders sneak in there, they're going to have to fix up a lot of parts of their game. The kicking game tonight, you know, was at some stage is pretty ordinary. Josh Hodgson, there's just no communication. You know, you saw just before the end there, he went down the short side and then nearly got punished for it. But for the Dragons, I think they'll be better. Their depth's being tested this year. They haven't got a lot of depth, but they had McCrone back in the 7 last night after the Kurt Mann experiment against the Titans, and they were better for it. You know, they get Frizzell on board again, a fit Frizzell. Dugan didn't play the last 25 minutes, remember, so they are going to have to do some work on their attack and finishing off games, but they should be all right. But I think at the moment, as long as the Panthers keep winning, I've got the Dragons missing out.
The Kurt Mann experiment sounds like a bloody good name for a sci-fi movie or something.
Well, he went to halfback last week against the Titans or before the bye, and it just didn't work out. They tried to bring McCrone off the bench, but McCrone's just that he goes in there and he does his job, and it allows Gareth Widdop to be able to roam around the field and not have to worry about doing all the ball playing. So, but really, it came down, both teams didn't really deserve to win. It came down to one play from Caesar, the intercept, and then to back it up with a 40-20 after that, I mean, you couldn't really separate the sides.
Yeah. Yeah. What about earlier tonight? I do want to have a close look at that ladder, but earlier tonight we saw Penrith and the Warriors. I didn't actually see, because I was in meetings with the crew about this game, but you saw the game. What's going on with the Warriors? I mean, that was a game in New Zealand.
It was, and it's... Yeah, the thing with the Warriors, they promise so much each year and they just haven't had the right consistency to be able to get wins and performances back to back. And, you know, they're losing guys like, you know, Madden Vatavai's moved on, obviously, but Ben Madalino, who's been in their system for a while. So they're going to have to replace those guys. Lilyman's at the back end of his career. And I just think they learn the game. They want the flashy plays too much. You know, they want the headlines too much rather than being in a game. They were 22-18. They were dominating the Panthers. And Nathan Cleary stepped up with the best 15 to 20 minutes of game management with a team that was behind, and they ended up winning comfortably. So as a Warriors fan, it's frustrating because they've got so much skill and talent and raw ability. They just don't know how to do it consistently enough to be able to get the wins from week to week.
Okay, verdict is for AEG Power Tools. Just a quick look at that ladder. So Storm still up there. Not all games have played, but this is how it looks at the moment. Storm 28, Sharks 26, Roosters 26, then Manly 24, Broncos 24, Cowboys 24, Dragons have lost, they'll stay on 22, Parramatta on 22, Panthers win, they go to 20. Warriors, 18. Raiders will be now 18. Souths on 16, and they play the Cowboys. Doggies on 16, Titans on 16, West Tigers on 12, and the poor old Newcastle Knights will, I think, pick up another wooden spoon this year, but we'll call that game tomorrow when they take on the Brisbane Broncos. You can catch that game live on the Triple M
network. Got Parramatta and Roosters and Melbourne still get their points after the weekend, so Melbourne is still 4 points ahead.
So that
the Sharks have got a game in hand.
So am I right here, Sowie, then Eels will now leapfrog the Dragons?
Eels will leapfrog the Dragons, and the Raiders will leapfrog the Warriors. Other than that, you're right on, Maroon.
Okay, Jamie Soud, Maroon, your callers today for AEG Power Tools. This is The Verdict. Cbus Super is award-winning super for the building and construction industry. A win to the Raiders in extra time. And here is the play of the first second half highlights, I beg your pardon, the highlights of the game. Here they are right now for Cbus.
Thanks to Cbus, whether you're on the tools or in the office, Cbus is built to last. Triple M NRL highlights.
Canberra kick off for this game. Plays it back now, Hodgson. Left side, Austin. Oh, he floats one out to the wing of Kotrick. There's nobody home, and he strolls over in the corner. There's a try. Here's Nene McDonald out of dummy half. Oh, he's gone right through Nene McDonald. He's got Widdop with it. He gets it away to Gareth Widdop, and he goes over right out of the posts.
What a start from Gareth Widdop after what's been a quiet month for him, Maroon.
Right in the centre of the park, McInnes, DeBellin, and then Widdop goes out to the wing of Nightingale, who slides over for a beautiful try in the corner.
We're going to see Golden Point.
Here's Whiten, and Whiten gets, well, they're only 25 out from their own line, and it's tackle four. Baptista's at dummy half, goes across to Caesar. Caesar puts a kick from inside
40,
the
20. 30.
He's gone for a 40-20. He's kicked the 40-20. Nine out, played back to Hodgson. Hodgson to Taylor. Taylor's five out. The Coltrane.
Oh!
He got a pass back to Whitehead, and Whitehead scores the winning try for the Raiders.
Triple M rocks the NRL for Brighton's lawyers, protecting your future.